Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on a Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine. But they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Among the presidential candidates, they're all competing for the votes of the craziest people in their own party. And so there's a kind of competition to pivot to the left. And so it was very predictable that this would take the course where all of them would keep calling for impeachment. It may never happen. It's kind of ridiculous. But nevertheless, this is the way in which each of them shows that they are more left-wing than the next guy.
That's Dinesh D'Souza reacting to the Kavanaugh controversy that is still going on. No, this isn't 2000. What was that? 17, I guess. What was it? Was that going into the election?
Was it, or was it last 18. Year? Yeah, 18.
It is Thursday, and you are listening to the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Glad to be here with you, man. We're just slowly inching towards Friday, one day at a time. You're bailing on me tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to a bachelorette party this weekend.
How many bachelorette parties do you go to in a year?
Oh, gosh. Four or five.
Are they wild?
Four. Yeah, they're wild. They're a good time, I'll say that. I'm going to the Lake of the Ozarks.
Bachelorette parties have, and bachelor parties, but more bachelorette parties have really upped their game since 12 years ago when I got married.
Lots of money involved.
It's a lot of expectation. Mm-hmm. It's very much so extended in every direction.
You can either choose to have a very elaborate bachelorette party with very few people attending, or a simple bachelorette party with everyone that you've ever wanted to attend come.
Can't put those on social media. I guess people do. So last night, scrolling through Facebook, and I see... this is a story. I see, we are at a place now where I have to check the source, not to see if it's a legitimate source, but to see if it's satire or not.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau in 2001, was it, or some early 2000s, wore blackface to a Halloween party.
Mm.
So you can imagine what has to come next. It has to happen. It's not because this is the natural right thing to do. Everybody needs to immediately make sure that they... understand that to not be acceptable.
This is something, like everything, that you have to evaluate on a case-by-case basis. This is something that I take seriously and I take responsibility for. I'm pissed off at myself, obviously. I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm apologizing to Canadians.
He's apologizing to Canadians. He says he's pissed off at himself, and he's disappointed in himself. If you were that upset about... it's not like... a story about Governor Northam is circulating, the Virginia governor who was wearing blackface. It's not like that story goes around for probably like 45 days and you're not thinking like, man, that guy, he really blew it. And then someone shows you this picture and you're like, oh, I did do that once.
Mm-hmm.
When that's happening to somebody else, aren't you thinking, oh my gosh, I hope this never comes out? Of course you are. Of course you are. There's no reason why you would have allowed that to slip your mind, especially if you're a politician, especially if you're somebody who has to ensure that your image that is out there cannot be used against you. Well, in the days of social media now, like I was saying about your bachelorette party, Who knows what could happen? Who knows what could develop over the course of that? And if somebody documents it and you have to explain it in the context of which a picture of you, a photo was taken and preserved and put out there for the world to see on the internet, in 20 years, you're not going to have anybody running for the for any office that hasn't had their entire life documented on social media. But if you're Justin Trudeau and you're seeing story after story after story, which we've seen, of issues of blackface pop up, and you've got this in your background, do you get to say like, oh man, I really regret this and I'm so sorry? It seems to me like if there was something you really wanted to apologize for, are you sorry because you got caught? I mean, listen right to this one more time.
This is something, like everything, you have to evaluate on a case-by-case basis. This is something that I take seriously and I take responsibility for. I'm pissed off at myself, obviously. I'm disappointed in myself and I'm apologizing to Canadians.
So you can, I mean, like I said on our Facebook page, I guess we have to cancel Canada now. I don't know what the natural progression of events is. What we do know today in 2019 is that we did not take the actual history behind the idea of blackface seriously previously. And that when individuals engaged in using makeup to darken their face, to dress up as a different race, but that was inconsiderate for a host of reasons that have historical context that I think lots of people shaking their fists at the sky about blackface and its existence probably couldn't explain to you the details why it is inappropriate. Why, when you look back into, I guess, the early 1900s, where blackface was used in plays so that white people could portray black people in a very inappropriate way to suggest that a black individual was, you know, however they chose to portray them, was very demeaning. And of course, you wouldn't have African Americans participating in this. So you had white people dressing up as black people and then stereotyping all of them. That's incredibly offensive. That's the connotation with which blackface is inappropriate. That wasn't something that I think many people have had an awareness of 10 plus years ago. But it's still a problem if today the people who are screaming about this and talking about cultural appropriation, who are very mad about this, don't understand the context with which history says this is a really bad personal decision and you shouldn't do that. And I think it's important to understand that if people chose to engage in this and they didn't understand at the time why it was wrong, that we make it clear to people why it is an inappropriate decision. Give them the opportunity to learn on that. And then if they don't show back up in another, the next Halloween with the same costume on that they had the last Halloween, then you go, okay, lesson learned. If they show up again in another year and they're wearing another inappropriate Halloween costume in that capacity, then you are like, no, this person is really probably very racist. We're not all, we can't constantly be pushing ourselves to hunt one another down and destroy one another, because eventually someone's going to hunt you down and you're going to get caught in the middle of something that you didn't intend to be the way it was perceived. Maybe you were very wrong in a decision that you made previously 10 years ago. Maybe you misunderstood a situation and maybe something inappropriate culminated from that. But don't intentions matter at all? Are we allowed to make mistakes? And are we allowed to learn from them? We are a broken people. I believe as a Christian that we are a sinful people and we are going to make mistakes. If you aren't a Christian and you don't believe in that, certainly you believe in some sense of morality that doesn't have to be based on a religion, but you have an understanding of what's good and bad. You know, people make good decisions for good reasons. You know, people make good decisions for bad reasons. Same goes that you can make bad decisions for good reasons, and then you have to learn from them. But we have negated the point in this process where we allow people to learn from them. And when you dig something up that from 2001 and it's 18 years old, and I mean, this mistake's old enough to be an adult.
Yeah.
Now.
And it's crazy to think that you said it. 20 years from now, whoever is running on whatever platform, every single thing that they have ever done is documented.
Yep.
Digitally, everyone has hold of everything you've ever done.
You might not even know.
Yeah.
That it is out there. You could be in an event and not be the subject of the photo, but still be part of something that somebody down the road does wrong. And it's like, oh, but did you see Annie Fry was associating with the blah, 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 blah? And it's like, I can't believe she would do that. She might not even know she's associated with it either. I mean, we're not the monsters that the politicians need us to be in order to place us in the boxes that they need to win. We are not the people who are inherently, because of the color of our skin, racist towards another color of skin. That's racist in and of itself. Should Justin Trudeau have been wearing brown face in 2001? Nope.
Nope.
No, he shouldn't have. But I bet you, with every story that's come out since then, I bet you he's learned his lesson over and over and over again. And I bet you, if you went to ask him and say, yeah, Mr. Prime Minister, was he President? Prime Minister?
Prime Minister.
Trudeau, what are you doing for Halloween this year? I don't think it's going to be something that is going to be anywhere close to that. And I think that's because he's learned his lesson. There are so many important things that need to be discussed politically, culturally, within our community, that if we see people showing up today in brown face, those people should absolutely know better. The people who did it in 2001, I wish knew better, but they didn't. If they have the opportunity to learn their lesson, maybe they can be a better advocate for why it's inappropriate in the first place. And maybe that's something that I think we all need to agree upon, that we are going to work harder to build one another up, because I think we're all exhausted from the alternative. I think you can watch the news, you can scroll through your Facebook feed and, you know, such and such, you won't believe what they did to the other. And then you click on it and then you're supposed to go, oh, when you read the story, and then you're like, wow, that person is a terrible person. And here you are just scrolling through Facebook. Just hope that the next story isn't about you or about somebody you love who made that decision that was wrong, but is not given the opportunity to learn from it.
Do you remember Whoopi Goldberg? I can't believe I'm saying this, even though I love Whoopi. She said that about whenever the Will and Grace stars were putting out that blacklist of all the people that supported Trump.
That's exactly what she said.
She was like, you should just wait. When your name is on that list, I bet you're going to feel differently about it. And that's true. We just don't know anymore.
We collectively, we all put our heads together on social media, or, you know, in chat rooms, or do people still go in chat rooms? I don't even know. Message boards. And we all in a group decide that we're better. And then we use the foil of that group to explain why we are better. It's more about how good we feel about our decisions. And then we look at somebody and we make them the thing that is bad. And that's who we are going to pile on. I mean, I don't even know if anybody is piling on Justin Trudeau. I don't even know if that is actually something that is going to, if people are going to, you know, crucify him over this, or if he's going to be able to go, yes, I'm mad at myself, I apologize, and move on. But it's an important conversation to have. It's important to understand that we can make mistakes. And I'm like no fan of Justin Trudeau. I'm not defending him specifically. But it's definitely something I think we need to continue to work better at as a community. Let's take a quick break. Jake, hold on the line. I'm going to get to your call as soon as we return. I want to make sure we get you on here. If you want to join the show, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Jake's going to give us his thoughts when we return. You can join him by giving us a call. You can also follow us on our webcam, which is available at 971talk.com/Annie, or on the 971 YouTube page. You can search for the time being FM News Talk 971 on YouTube and watch us live there. Participate in the web chat and join the party. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Thursday to you. It's a beautiful day outside. I've been told that today is going to be like maybe the hot high of the upper 80s or so, but tomorrow is supposed to start a little bit of a cool down. I adore September cool downs. It doesn't have to be cold or chilly. It's just like the second that it becomes not blazing hot, it's just the best time of the year for me. We've been talking a little bit about Justin Trudeau. Tony is in with us now, too. Tony, did you hear the story about Justin Trudeau and his early 2000s exploits?
I only read the headline. I didn't get a chance to get into the story, so I would love for you to enlighten me.
2001, apparently he went to a Halloween party dressed, was he Arabian? Was he like supposed to be basically like Aladdin?
It was an Arabian Nights. That's what it was.
So here is his response that he put out today from where being exposed to have been wearing brown face in 2001.
This is something like everything that you have to evaluate on a case by case basis. This is something that I take seriously and I take responsibility for. I'm pissed off at myself, obviously. I'm disappointed in myself and I'm apologizing to Canadians.
So Justin Trudeau is apologizing to Canadians. He's really disappointed in himself. And I think that he probably has, like, don't you know that this, I was saying earlier, like, if you are seeing the Governor Northam story, if you're seeing all, there's a brown face or black face story multiple times a year. If you've got one of these in your past, are you just waiting your turn?
You need to just, if you know it's there,
be out with
just
it.
Come out and say it. Why wouldn't you just get in front of it?
That's the way better way to handle it.
On your terms.
So it's not even the only time. There's also a picture going around you may have mentioned. I'm sorry if this is old news, but that he wore blackface to sing the Jamaican folk song Deo in high school at a talent show. And there's a picture from the yearbook of Justin Trudeau in high school painted up singing Deo at a high school talent show.
Deo! You don't have to look like that.
The thing is, with me on these, the thing is, and I go back to consistency. Tell me, if this is in your history,
let me know.
Are you done? No.
You don't need to be done.
What's the reaction? But some people have been.
Yeah.
Some people have been. Some
I think
people
we're learning
have,
our lesson.
Some people have. It's been the end of their career. It's been the end of their professional life, public life. And some people, it hasn't even been any more than, not even a speed bump in their life.
Like the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Which is it? Or, you know, some actors that have done, you know, that have, Jimmy Fallon and others that have
Robert Downey Jr. did it for a movie.
Yeah. Thunder,
you
Tropic
people,
Thunder.
Yeah. What do you mean, you people? Yeah. So, like, just some consistency. What's the punishment for this crime?
Jake, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show. Love when Katie occasionally snorts, too. It's my favorite part of the show. So,
thanks. Katie likes to snort from time to time.
Yeah, I love it. So a couple quick thoughts and then a question. So my thoughts are, I think the word racist is way overused. To the point, it's almost meaningless. I prefer the term bigot. I think it's a better term. Megyn Kelly got run off of NBC for what I'm about to say. And then the third thing is I love when the left eats their young. So I'm going to push back on you a little bit.
Okay.
I just think it's a sad part in society, or it's a sad place that we are in society. And is your statement that no non-black person can dress up as a black person for a costume? I get the whole minstrel shows back in the early 1900s. I get how that was offensive and that was horrible to treat black people that way. I don't think that people, white or brown people, that dress up as black people for a Halloween costume have those same motives or intentions to humiliate and depersonalize black people. And like I said, Megyn Kelly got run out of NBC for saying the exact same thing.
What,
I'm curious as to what your thoughts. Yeah, similar to what I said. Yeah. Why is it a bad thing?
All right, Jake, thank you for the phone call. I do appreciate it. And my response to that is, like, why would you just not dress up as something else? Or if you want to dress up as, like, I'm trying to think of anything that you...
For me, again, it just boils down to consistency. Like, is it okay for people of other races, blacks, Latinos, whatever, if can they dress up as a white character?
It's not the same, though. It's not the same for a black person to dress up as a white person as it is for a white person to dress up as a black person because of historical connotation. We're not talking about what you're allowed to do as a human. We're just talking about what's courteous and kind. And if you want to dress up in this country, if you're a white individual and you want to dress up as a black person, hold on tight, because you can do that, but you are going to get what's coming to you for making that decision. It's historically different as a white individual to dress up as a black person. I know that there are people who are saying that I'm taking that too seriously. I'm just thinking, as a courtesy to your common brother or sister, why are you so dead set on dressing up as that character? I just don't understand the why. I'm not telling you what you can and cannot do.
Well, I could see as a kid, like being the huge Dallas Cowboys fan that I am, wanting to be Emmitt Smith for Halloween.
Can you be Emmitt Smith in an Emmitt Smith costume with a helmet and a jersey and the white pants and without painting your face?
Absolutely.
The point is made without painting.
Absolutely.
Which is why my daughter, who has hair the same color as mine, light blonde hair or light brown hair. Well, my hair's gray now. There was a time when my hair was not gray. But when my daughter, who's got long, you know, dirty blonde hair and loves the movie Moana, when she says, "Mom, I want to be Moana for Halloween," you know what she was? She was Moana. Mm-hmm. I bought that costume for her and then found out afterwards that it was, like, supposed to be culturally insensitive. And I'm like, the heck it is. You know what
it's
I did?
A Disney princess.
I washed her hair the night before. I tight braided it into 3 braids so it would be wavy like Moana's.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the costume on her. I unbraided the hair, and her hair was wavy like Moana's was, and then we went and got a lot of candy. I didn't need to change the color of her skin to do it, and if anybody would have come up to me and say I was culturally appropriating her, Moana, for doing that, we would have fought in the street.
Why does Disney sell Moana and Jasmine and Tiana?
Sure. Costumes. You could be a white girl and be Tiana. You could be a black girl and be Cinderella.
You don't think that they're marketing those to every... Exactly. You
Absolutely.
Don't think that they're marketing those costumes to every little girl, no matter their background? And same way with Cinderella?
Sure.
That if a little black girl or a little Latino girl wants to be Cinderella or Snow White...
I don't care if they want to be Snow White. Snow White is Snow White because her skin was Snow White. If you are... A little black girl, and you love Snow White,
then you
rock
Snow White.
That Snow White.
Amen.
And I will give you extra candy because Snow White is adorable. And Evelyn was Snow White for Halloween last year, and she was adorable. There's, like, you don't have to do the skin thing. Like, I can't even imagine if my child was like, "I want to be Tiana." I'd be like, "Well, we're going to have to make you black." Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And if a little black girl was like, "Mommy, I really love Cinderella. I'd really love to be Cinderella for Halloween," for them to be like, "Well, we're going to have to make you white." The hell you would. That's not the way this works. So
everyone's smart enough to understand what the costume is by itself.
Exactly. And if you're engaging in a situation where you want, like, if you're calling here and you want to say, "I'm not a racist person," and putting black paint on my face doesn't make me a racist person. I'm saying maybe you're not a racist person, but maybe you're just not being as nice as you could be or considerate as you could be.
I think it's that. I don't think it has anything to do with their... I don't think that there are people that think that way that have any... I'm not saying all. I'm saying, of course, some of them may be racist or have some... But you would have to go on a
case-by-case basis to figure that out.
You should go on a case-by-case basis in almost everything. There are people out there that would think it's okay to dress up and paint their face black and think, or Indian or Latino, whatever, And think that they are just, they're doing it because they like this, they're, you know, almost like a tribute to this person, and they don't have a racist bone in their body. And that could be true. I'm sure those people are out there, but the fact is that there are, like you mentioned earlier, there are historic connotations to that behavior that you just need to be aware of. And
I think that in 2001, Justin Trudeau,
it's not worth doing. It's not worth going that. It's not worth fighting that fight. It's not worth like, I'm going to do this and prove that I'm doing it and not racist. You know what? Why even have that conversation? Mm-hmm. Have the common sense and the courtesy to not do that. I disagree with you a little bit that shouldn't be consistent across the board. If you're not allowed to paint your face one thing, you shouldn't be allowed to paint it another thing. It should just be.
How many white people do you know would see a black person paint their face white to dress up as Jimmy Fallon and be like, well, that's pretty insensitive.
No, I also know a whole lot of black people that would say that dressing up as an athlete is not racist either. So, but that doesn't matter.
I don't think consistency in black people painting their face white and white people painting their face black is an apples to apples situation. I think the history behind it makes it not a comparison between the two. But to your point,
I'll give you that.
I think everybody can friggin' relax a little bit and not be looking to find the next person who is the worst person ever.
Right.
Over and over. We got a ton of people holding on the line. We're going to push highlights off right now and get to some more of these phone calls. So Phil, Rich, Jason, we'll get to you when we come back. Thank you for calling 314-241-9797. If you want to join us, Justin Trudeau is the latest person to surface with some brown face and black face photos. And what happens next? I don't know, but we'll have a conversation with you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy to be with you. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. Maybe grabbing some lunch and when you head back to the office or if you're heading back home, if you want to take us with you, make sure you stream us online at 971talk.com/Annie. You can take us with you there at your desk. And as we make you laugh and giggle at your cubicle, people will say, what are you listening to? And then you tell them the Annie Fry Show. So thank you for keeping us with you this afternoon and always grateful to be with you each day. We've been talking about Justin Trudeau a bit and a lot of people want to weigh in on this issue. So I'm going to get to some phone calls here before we get to a guest that we have in studio. Paul, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Annie. I think the biggest problem I have is the double standard. So you're saying, you personally are saying that you're okay with a black person doing white face, but not a white person to do black face. Is that correct?
I don't think I said that. No.
Okay. No. Well, maybe I misinterpreted it.
What I'm saying is I think that the historical connotation of blackface means something different than whiteface will mean for anybody to employ. I also said that if you choose to engage in that behavior, this is a free country. I believe that it is not illegal to do that. But if you are going to do that, if you're going to do something like that, you need to be prepared for the criticism that will, in my opinion, rightfully come your way.
So you're saying criticism either way, that if a black person does whiteface or if a white person does blackface, is that correct?
Well, no, I think that it has to do with intentions. I think it has to do with an understanding of it. I mean, if you're trying to ask me if I think it's worse for a white person to wear blackface than for a black person to wear whiteface, I think that it is significantly more insensitive to wear blackface than it is whiteface because of the historical connotation behind it.
Okay, because, you know, there was a festival, two and a half weeks ago, called Peace Fest. And Fox News in the morning on Channel 2 showed the Peace Fest, and, you know, 15 kids all painted in whiteface. They're all black kids painted in whiteface. And you know what? I literally took a screenshot of it because I was like, you know what? How is that not a double standard? It's insensitive to anybody. I don't think I don't think anyone should be making fun of any other culture at all.
Well, I'll say from a making fun of capacity, comedy would be out. You know, just to boil it down to be that simple is kind of against the First Amendment, which I would assume that whatever makeup you put on your face is covered by the First Amendment. I think we need to judge people by their intentions. One man said, by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. I think that the white face, black face thing falls into that. But I just don't, I cannot think in my mind of a situation where it's like, this would be a really great opportunity to appropriately wear blackface. This doesn't occur to me. There's not a moment in my mind where I think that it's like a good idea to engage in that behavior. And if that's the same thing for whiteface, I don't understand why we would want to fight for whiteface to be okay. It doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with that, and that's what I'm saying is there was a public event put on by this place called Peace Fest.
Yeah, I understand
that. And it was carried on the news. And I kind of looked at it like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I see the comedy realm. You know, you can take, like, white chicks or something like that. You know, like, yeah, that's comedy. That's farce. So that is absolutely doing it. But when you're having a peace rally or something like that, and in this case, there were political ramifications towards Peace Fest and what they were doing. So why would they even think that would be okay to do?
Well, because they're trying to get attention and get people to talk about it. Paul, thank you for the phone call. I don't know. Am I not clarifying my position clearly enough here that, like, whether it's allowed to do or not allowed to do, if it's just because something is permissible doesn't mean that it's a good idea to do it.
I agree. And I think the caller agreed with that 100%. I think he's just saying that it should be called evenly both ways. Kind of what I was
saying
in the last segment. Yeah, that if blackface is something that nobody should do, which of course it is something that nobody should do, then you shouldn't be able to do it for any other. You shouldn't be able to do whiteface or brownface or blackface or any other painting of your face to look like a different ethnicity. I think that's what his point was. Your point is, there's more historical context to blackface, which may make it a little more insensitive, which I agree with, but I also agree with him.
But nobody who's wearing blackface or whiteface is trying to be sensitive.
Right.
It's all insensitive.
Right.
But I don't understand.
But if you're going to call out one, you should call out the other is what he was saying, I think. I think that was his point.
I guess the reason why this is just like particularly annoying to me today, and we can keep talking about this. We've got almost a full board of phones, 314-241-9797, if you want to join us. I think the reason it's frustrating to me is because I'm not the one who is going into the room turning the tables over about Justin Trudeau wearing blackface. Like, I think that it's wrong, and I think that as a society, we are pretty clear now.
Yeah.
It's not something
you're
supposed
to. Yeah, I don't know how much more we can talk about. Yeah. Blackface is bad, and you shouldn't do it.
So.
Because that's the bottom line.
I mean, I have a full board of phones right now of people wanting to tell me that, well, if you're going to say blackface is wrong, you got to tell black people they can't put whiteface. Like, I don't see these people doing this. I don't see this as an issue. Like, I don't. This is not being thrust in my face. And has it ever happened? Yes. I know White Chicks, the movie, was made. I understand that. But there is not a historical connotation behind the insensitivity of black people putting white makeup on their face to mock white people and in a situation where white people were being enslaved by black individuals. It's just not there. Well, I want to keep talking about this. So if you can hold on the line, every person on the phone right now, according to Frank, disagrees, is trying to disagree with me. So I will put on my big girl pants here, and we will continue to talk about this issue in the 1 o'clock hour. But before we do that, I want to welcome Bill Richter, and he's been with us this hour, and he is the winner of the St. Jude Children's Auction to come do an in-studio visit with us, Bill. Thank you so much for your kind donation and for coming in here.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. It's all thanks to Rick Schrader, my brother-in-law.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He does such a good job. He puts the whole thing together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does such a good job of raising money. And we appreciate that. We love the people at St. Jude. So have you been listening to 97.1 for a while?
Oh, sure. I was listening to you when you were on the weekends.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Have I grown since then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got a whole new staff of people since then. So
you've actually shrank a little bit since then, I think.
That's actually true. Thank you. MySlim180.com. Hilarious. Well, it's great to have you in here. We want to thank you for supporting the show and supporting this auction, and you are, from what I understand, neighbors with Tony Colombo, Florissant.
Yeah, we're
love it.
Closer than we thought.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And considering the potential of an Illinois move?
Yes, I am. It's there. I don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah. He said I make him nervous. And I said, when you buy your house, check the property taxes. But I'm still living there
and
for
when
a
you
reason.
Wake up. After you check the property taxes and pass out, and you wake up.
Illinois
think about
is such
a
beautiful, beautiful place.
It really is.
And and you see all the communities over there. It is so beautiful. It's why I'm staying. That's why I want to fight for it, because it's worth fighting for. So if you make the trek over to the Illinois side, we will welcome you with open arms, and hopefully you're a common sense voter and wave to everybody on the bridge as you drive over.
I buy my gas before I get across the bridge.
So do I. So
I
do
know
I.
You do.
Yeah.
Get a bumper sticker.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a pretty dire situation, but I've got a lot of hope that things are going to get better. Well, before we take a break here, and as Jason, Tom, and Karen are holding on the line, I'm going to get to you guys when we come back as well. Tyrus is going to join us at 1:10, and I'm going to ask him about this issue and see where he stands on this. And as a Fox News contributor and host of Fox Nation's Nuff Said, he is going to have an interesting perspective on this. And as Tyrus is apt to do, pretty sure he's going to give it to us straight. There's not going to be a lot of fluff around it. And then also we have Dinesh D'Souza, who is going to be on the show with us at 2:25. And Dinesh had this to say about the Kavanaugh crisis that we're still dealing with, shockingly, long, long time after he's been confirmed.
Among the presidential candidates, they're all competing for the votes of the craziest people in their own party. And so there's a kind of competition to pivot to the left. And so it was very predictable that this would take the course where all of them would keep calling for impeachment. It may never happen. It's kind of ridiculous. But nevertheless, this is the way in which each of them shows that they are more left-wing than the next guy.
So as we played yesterday, that from McConnell, we're going to have a Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh for a long time. This is Chuck Schumer.
I've said this before, very simply, I never thought Kavanaugh should be on the bench, and I still don't today.
So seriously, this is the state of affairs right now. What are they going to do? Are they going to impeach him? Are they going to successfully kick this guy off of the Supreme Court?
At least 6 or 7 of the current presidential candidates say that that is one of the things that they are going to do if they're elected. Impeach a Supreme Court justice.
Elected in 2024? Just asking. Stick around. A lot more to come. Hold on the line if you're there. We'll keep taking phone calls. 314-241-9797. Back in a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.